Now I told you the third thing. First thing, you go to the second layer of snow. Then you had to clear your mind, clear the thought, and you had to, then you had a meditation. A special meditation will be happen, which you will be studying. You will be first studying the normal meditation, and then I'll go for that meditation.
So what is normal meditation?
You know that normal meditation like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then that meditation, you are not going. You're not going to make your mind peaceful, but you're gonna go in your mind. Now then you'll meet all the things that are in your mind. Then you have. Then there's the main cause. Now that's the thing that controls you, right? So you had to. Then you had to may have a mindful fight with the main cause to defeat it, and then you become your mind. You're your mind. That means you're enlightened. That's the step.
Good. It's true. Yeah.
So you are trying to enter to the mind.
It's hard to enter to the mind.
Yeah, it's hard, but is it the goal?
It's even harder to battle the mind.
Yes.
That means you're battling like you're doing a normal game.
Who's mm-hmm. battling?
Like me. Like
who are you?
Like me. Us.
Who are we?
No us.
No us means what?
You are trying to destroy us. That's how.
Destroy us.
That means now we're gonna find who, how do we really are made? How is this world made? How is this universe made?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what we will find after lunch. We'll find all. You'll never get sad, you'll never get happy, you'll be peaceful, never get angry, nothing will happen, just you're peaceful. Nothing will happen even if anyone hits you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're enlightened and someone hits you, they're getting the may worst big episode.
Oh, the person who hitting you.
Yeah, if you're enlightened.
Mm-hmm. If I'm enlightened.
Yeah. So now if anyone follows this step, anyone can be enlightened. It's really easy.
It's really easy.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
If you follow those
Yeah.
Hey, you mentioned two types of meditation, no? First one normal meditation, the other one?
That means like you have to first try normal meditation.
Yeah.
Then you have to try all the way of meditating. Yeah. Then it's like you are meditating in the differently way. You can meditate the same way the Buddha does. The same way. Mm-hmm. And you can go in your mind.
Same way the Buddha meditated. What's that way?
I can't see it, but the legs are going.
That's the position, no?
Posture.
Posture.
Yeah. You're talking about the posture or the mind?
But what's the meditation? When you are sitting on that posture, now, I also did that, no?
Mind control meditation, the last kind of meditation, you'll know.
Yes, now I can sit like that, even with difficulty. But I have not get enlightened by sitting like that.
You have to close your eyes, and you have to travel your... That means you'll have to close your eyes,
uh-huh.
And stay closing your eyes. May don't be fooled by any distraction.
So what are the distractions?
You're in your mind. Mm-hmm. Now from the outside of your mind, some people like evil people, you mean Mara, they don't like if anyone is getting aligned, right?
Oh.
That's why they're gonna be distracting us.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna turn into people and tell, oh, this is the government, our mind will go too. But we have never been fooled by them. We know that we will be fooled. Mm-hmm. But some people don't know that.
So you have to identify that smarter.
Yeah.
When distractions come.
Yeah, even if it's a great distraction, you never fall to it. Never think.
Mm-hmm.
Then finally you'll be in the mind. then you'll find all the things, like you'll find all the memories you have in your mind. And they are like, the mind divided into three pieces. One the good memories, one the bad memories, and in the middle is the main core. You'll have to go there.
Main core.
Yeah.
So good memories, bad memories, you have to avoid those.
Yes. Especially good memories and bad memories, because bad memories may scare us and good memories may like put us in another path. So we have
attachment.
Yeah, we would never look at each other, just go straightly and then to the mind game, and then we'll have to do the mind game. No one ever knows it. I don't know what we are doing in the mind. That means to fight the mind, you're never going to do use sword, shield. So the person who travels, that means if you go there, you can choose the what's the game. You can choose any of the game. Any game you want, that you know.
Any game?
Yeah, but if you can only select it one time, and if you got the greater game, you can't select it because you already selected the game. That's the game you play, okay? And if you lose, you have to again start from the fourth step, okay? That means you again have to start the meditation if you lose.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to play peacefully, you have to think carefully,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll be alive. Get it?
Is that so easy?
Yeah, it's a little easy.
Sounds like easy, no?
It sounds easy, but not easy. There are some people, like me, and like Mr. Ayamanasa. That Ayamanasa hardly went there. Hardly he get the enlightenment.
He has not enlightened.
He had enlightenment.
Uh-huh.
He told all about that mind travel.
Uh-huh.
So it's hard.
It's hard.
He hardly won. Hardly won.
Yeah. Now he has enlightenment, huh?
Yeah, he's enlightened.
How do you know?
He told he's enlightened.
He told? I also can tell you I'm enlightened. So do you believe it?
But if he say I'm enlightened, that's a real akusa if he say that.
Without enlightenment. Yeah, that's true.
Because enlightenment is a special thing that all the great people can do. Just lies about your great person, that's a big
man. Yes, that's true. So he has told he has enlightened.
But it's possible to believe you're
enlightened
and not
hide. You'll never lie for a lie.
But Venerable
Bahia
saw he was enlightened. Remember
Bahia? Bahia. Have you heard about Bahia Darukhindi? No.
He's one of them.
You don't know that story?
No.
Once Bahia came to Buddha.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Huh? And now?
He wanted to be enlightened.
Yes.
But he thought he was enlightened, but he wasn't.
Yes, exactly. Initially he thought he has enlightened, no?
Yeah,
he
but that
was but it's wrong.
Yeah,
that's the thing I'm asking. Now, before he really became enlightened, before he met Buddha, he thought he's a
enlightened person.
So, in that case, if he tells others, I'm enlightened,
that's a lie.
Yeah?
That's a lie.
But he doesn't know.
But he doesn't correctly know. He
but according to him, he's not lying. Because what he believes, he's telling.
He believes that he's enlightened.
Yes.
But it's a lie. So he can't...
A lie, you have to, a lie. I thought a lie was an intention to deceive.
Oh,
it's like this. You can't... You'll never go happy unless you do it, something to make happy, right? The same is that. If you had to find the correct proof from a person who you know he's enlightened, and if you know he's enlightened, so you ask from him. Before you ask from him and tell proof, don't tell I'm enlightened. So,
but if you really feel like that,
then really ask from him. never.
That's what happened to him, no, before he met the Buddha.
Yeah, but he didn't enlighten, however. He enlightened because of that little monk, I think, yeah.
Okay.
I think he went through the mud and something.
He practiced jhanas, all those things, no?
No.
Huh?
No, a little monk told him, I can show you the path to enlighten. Then he took him for the mud and then he walked down, straight down. Mm-hmm. And when he come up, he was enlightened. That's the... In the mud, he saw what? The path to the enlightened.
That is not Bahir, another person.
Maybe another person. I don't know correctly Bahir.
Bahir, yeah. Another Thero. Yeah. Mm. Now my question is, when you practice meditation or something, you really feel like you got enlightened.
But you are not enlightened.
Yeah, but you are not. But that's what happened to Bahir initially.
That means
when one day was old, you are not enlightened.
That actually, he's half flying, half correct. Because he's only
but he
half.
Doesn't know.
He doesn't know. But he went. He didn't think carefully. He first should ask from the Buddha if he's alive.
He didn't know Buddha is existing. During that time. No.
Huh?
He was in a forest. Wearing those what is called? Yeah.
Maybe he didn't know Buddha.
He didn't know. Then Deva informed him. You are not enlightened. Then he asked, who is enlightened? Then he said, Buddha, he is there. Huh? Then he directly went to meet the Buddha.
Oh, then that's not a problem.
That's not a problem.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
If you really...
But if you know someone who is enlightened, and then you may say, before checking, that's a lie. If you know someone who is enlightened. If you don't know someone, that's never mind.
Yes. That's the thing. If you don't know, and but you really feel like enlightened.
Yeah.
Okay?
Maybe a half or quarter enlightened, but not fully.
Not fully, but if you don't know and think you are fully enlightened, that can happen, no?
Yeah.
Mistakenly you think...
And now I'm really hungry.
Now I'm ready. So that's a good time for you.
Yeah, that is what you call Mara.
Mara.
No, I'm really hungry.
Yeah, that is Mara, distraction. Okay.